From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Hello to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and we're together on this terrific Tuesday, the 26th day of January 2021. How are you? I'm still sipping on my first cup of coffee this morning, and oh boy, I don't know about you, but this, when it gets cold outside, I just want to stay in bed and stay all cozy, and it is cool today. In fact, there is a chance, potentially, of snow today. And so I want to say that I want to give you a heads up. It says in the hills of the Willamette Valley, we could see some snow. In fact, even in southwest Washington and as far as northwest Oregon, will be around 500 feet. Snow levels from Central Coast are expected to be closer to 1,000 feet, and there's a chance for some accumulation below 500 feet in the lower Columbia, some of those areas. And so we want to be mindful of that for us in the Willamette Valley as the temperatures drop. We have something that I haven't really come across in South Dakota, maybe a little bit in Arkansas, is that black ice, right? When it's wet and if it's been raining, it turns to ice. And so we want to be mindful of that as you make your plans for this afternoon and evening. And in the studio today, I am so glad to have Josh Michaels back. Hello, my friend.
Hello, welcome, welcome.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Yeah, man, it's been a week already. You were here last week on Tuesday, and I think we want to try to make it as much as we can a habit of you coming in weekly and giving us updates and give us your wisdom and insight if you're still game.
I am happy to deliver truth bombs to you every week.
Oh, yes. And so I've had a lot of people say, well, who is that guy again? And boy, he had some insight. And what's the information? And so I appreciate you coming in and giving us kind of your what's happening. And I'm looking at the news right now. And of course, every morning I get the actual old school newspaper, the Statesman Journal.
I'm sorry.
And it gets delivered right here, right kind of in front of the door when I walk in. And it's always nicely wrapped in plastic to make sure it's not wet, right? But when I open it up, to my dismay, it seems like when I read the headlines and above, I'm just going to toss these headlines out, the Statesman Journal, above the fold, because we were taught as kids, anything above the fold is like striking news, headline news. And the very first article, Coalition Calls for Rep. Nierman's Expulsion. The next headline is, in a post-Trump Oregon, experts watchful for partisanship and violence.
We're not in a post-Trump Oregon.
Isn't that crazy?
The reality is Trump awakened the giant.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, he just rode an already existing and already coming wave. And so what we're seeing now is we kind of got our sea legs a little bit. And now there's a lot of people that I'm talking to that they said, okay, well, Trump was the first wave. Will be the second.
Exactly. And there's an awakening, the great awakening that has happened. And here's what has happened is that everyday working people who like to go along to get along, their whole lives have been upended and they realize the squeeze is in for them.
Correct.
And they're like, not on our watch, right?
Yes. And that's kind of what I want to talk about is how do you move on from that? How do you get out of the spider web of the system,
right?
And how do you evolve? And there's some suffrage that kind of goes along with that. There's some, you know, mental obstacles that we all have to go to, and being aware of that and embracing it and not being scared of it, I think is the key to assuring that we actually have a good future.
That's exactly right, because there's some fear. We're being manipulated by the threats that really, when we break it down on the threats, they're not really a threat at all.
Well, correct. I mean, that's their great scam, is convincing us that these people have so much control over our lives And the reality is you're able to transcend beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have the path that you're taking, but you have to make a conscious decision to be able to disconnect from those types of things. Stop ordering things on Amazon. Stop going to Walmart. Naturally, you will want to descend from it.
Mm-hmm.
If you start exercising all of the time, you're going to crave nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to crave a McDonald's cheeseburger anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a natural longing for that and for that nutrients. And the same thing happens with the pursuit of truth and cleanliness and detox. Be aware of all your sins. We've all sinned. We all continue to sin in our lives. Be aware of all of that and transcend beyond it and realize we are now in God's presence and we have been in God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
And He'll guide you in any way and give you all the information that you can handle at the time. And as you can progress into that and kind of detach from Satan's spider webs that we're in, then the answers will come to you. And I don't have all the answers, but taking that first step is key.
Well, and I think rising above, being able to be confident enough and have enough courage to rise above and have a really good helicopter view of what's going on is strategic.
Yeah, and the fundamental thing that I found is stop caring what everybody thinks. Stop caring what anybody thinks.
Right.
It's between you and God and yourself.
One of the most profound statements I heard from a 19-year-old. This was a gal who started, if everybody remembers, there was a jewelry company, and I think it might have been out of either Idaho or Utah. And this young gal had an entrepreneurial idea, right, at like 13, 14 for charms. And they're charms that were, you could put in things that identified your personality and character. I can't even remember the name of them. But they started in a kiosk in the mall. Then it ended up being a multi-level marketing type business where you could sell this jewelry and charms or whatever. And she came and spoke at a women's empowering event in South Dakota, probably about 5 years ago, right before I moved away. And she said, and she was 19, and she'd been doing this company since she was 13 and with her help of her family. And she said, quit judging other people's frontline Broadway performance by your backstage life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the same. You're thinking that it, and it's all about being respected. And she talked about quit worrying about what everybody else is thinking and comparing it to you. It's not how it should work. And she's 19. I'm thinking if we could grab onto that in an early, and she's talking to grandmas. And
but it's a perfect time too. Sorry to interrupt you, but Hollywood is dead.
Yes.
Nobody cares about Hollywood anymore. Nobody cares about a lot of these politicians and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to reflect and self-reflect, look at your own life, realize that the real heroes are the people that wake up every day and take care of their kids, you know, the single moms and the single dads and
mm-hmm.
the working families that are actively working to keep their families together. Those are the real heroes that are actively not being acknowledged. But that, to me, those are the real people, the men and women that we should look up to.
And our communities are so, and our families are so extremely important. And I read a post yesterday that someone went to a restaurant that had outside dining, and they have a family of seven, and they broke that family up because of the new rules or whatever for indoor, outdoor, I don't know, dining, and just how they left.
I would have left. I would have said,
we are a family. We've got this many kids, and we're going to eat dinner and support your business.
Which business was that?
I don't even remember.
We should
find
out.
I know.
Yeah.
it's ridiculous how we are being attacked, the family,
mm-hmm.
As individuals, our identity, when you talk about Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And you had shared with me this article out of California. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so there's this church that's been open in California, and they've been doing their sermons, doing their podcasts, doing things for the past couple years,
mm-hmm.
I mean, is when they established. But just a few weeks ago, they've been basically since Biden got inaugurated, but a little before that, but they've started to get targeted by all these transgender movements, and they're targeting them, labeling them a hate group, and this and that, and they're anti-LGBTQ, whatever. And the SPLC picked these guys up as and labeled them a hate group on their website, and that was 2 weeks ago. Last, I think it was Sunday or Saturday, this church was firebombed.
Oh, no.
And a bomb exploded, not during a sermon. They did it in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. like the little rats that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show that these people, they're preaching love and, you know,
acceptance
and everything
tolerance.
Else. But mm-hmm. they're not tolerating us. And we all know that it's the same old story. I mean, mm-hmm. we could talk about 50,000 different scenarios where this is the case. The reality is that we know that this is the case. We know that they're lying either to themselves or they're consciously lying, that they know they are evil. They know they are trying to suppress and oppress us. They know that they're trying to dominate us. And so they use the term, all fairness, you're hateful. They use all of that as a pretext mm-hmm. to dominate you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just don't engage and or you can transcend beyond it and know what it is, realize whether they're consciously lying or they're unconsciously lying, they're still lying.
Right.
They're lying to themselves, they're lying to truth, and they have no boundaries of how far you can go. You got to realize how empty these people are. They are so empty, they have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have nothing to take from them. They can only take from you. It's the natural osmosis.
So they have nothing to lose.
They have absolutely nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're so dangerous, but more importantly, why they're so effective and how they're able to bully us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can disconnect and disengage with these people and don't even give them the time of day.
Right.
They're not worth it. Don't try to save them. They don't care. They're there to disrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can create our own communities, worry about ourselves, worry about your family, you know, your personal journey that we're on, suddenly these people, they won't have an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think we've kind of hurt ourselves, is that we've engaged with them and we think that, oh man, if we can just show them what we see.
Right.
The reality is whether they see it or not.
They don't care.
They come from an empty, dark past of nothing. They've either had neglected parents, drug addict parents, you know, whatever the circumstances are, or they've consciously made a decision. Maybe they have a good family. I know people that have come from good families
mm-hmm.
and they've dissented and they're just rebellious and they choose the path of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, I don't even know what the circumstances is that have led them to do that. But, you know, you can't save everybody. And it's important for us now, more important than ever with everything that's going on, that we can take care of ourselves and be prepared.
When we come back from this break, we're going to give some for instances of things that we can do and kind of some action items as well. Because when we're in situations like this, yes, we can rise above and get detached. We need to stay in control and feel like we know what we're doing and where we're going, right? So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. You're talking to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and I've got Josh Michael. We're right here together talking about today's, more or less, what's going on in today's culture and how do we rise above it and what can we do practically. And our headlines, we're just inundated with information. It's coming to us, and Josh, when I went to Mexico, I turned off all of my notifications on my phone. One, because I'm in a foreign country and I'm on a limited plan, right? So I just kind of unplugged, and it was so healthy for me. I really mentally and emotionally, spiritually, all of that, just to get kind of away. But so many of us anymore, especially if you're working from home, we're so tied to the phone. We're so tied to the computer, and then we're just on the computer doing our work, and all of a sudden, bing, oh, you have a Facebook message, and bing, here's a new email, and it's distraction, 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 right? And there's that movie that I watch part of it called Social Dilemma. Have you had an opportunity to watch that? And
I've
it talks about,
it. About
in the movie, friends, if you haven't had a chance, I don't even know where it's at. You'll have to look it up on DuckDuckGo. not Google. We're getting away from that. We're going to do DuckDuckGo now. But look it up. It shows you how it's by design to be distractive. Mm-hmm. And it's by design to keep you in that place of chaos and not being productive.
Disruption. I think that's the key word, is disruption. The Democrats, their goal is disruption. Mm-hmm. Technology's goal is disruption. Everything is to distract you. Mm-hmm. If you can cleanse yourself, like you had an opportunity to get away, naturally your clock will reset and you'll rebalance. Mm-hmm. And a balanced mind can't be swayed as much. Mm-hmm. So if they can embed you with chaos, you have no which way, you don't know what direction you're going.
Well, and
that's the goal.
That's the goal. And even a conversation we had with a family member today back in Arkansas, and being inundated with, you need to get the vaccine. You need to get the shot. Your age, your, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, who knows what messages this family member is getting. And Terry and I were like, no, you're healthy.
Run.
You're healthy. You're, you know, you're not any of, yes, your age is your only thing, but why would you? There's no need to.
Absolutely. And it's absurd.
And my concern is everybody running to this as the answer. They think this is the solution to opening everything up.
Fools.
It's terrible. And so I know everybody has their own individual decisions to make, but
it's not an individual decision when your company's mandating you to get it. It's not an individual decision when the feds are mandating you to get it. It's no longer an individual decision. They're taking that away. Last year, it was an individual decision. Now they're rolling out steps to track and mandate.
Yes.
And they're going to shut down everything. Until you have your little vaccine nonsense. 8 months ago, I said COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID 19. That's what it stands for. Okay? Look at it now. In October of 2019, the World Health Organization had a meeting. You can look it up. The head of the World Health Organization had a meeting of the UN and said, we're getting so much pushback on vaccination. There's the anti-vax movement is growing rapidly. So much that these doctors in all these third world countries and different things, they're starting to reject our vaccine. They don't want it because they're watching these children come in healthy, playing, smiling, watching them die right in front of them. All day is happening. In droves, it's happening because they're experiments, and they're experimenting on these people, and they're experimenting on us now. But here's the thing, is that there was such a huge pushback that this COVID nonsense has been a quadruple whammy for them to sew up their police state, to install a Chinese communist agent known as Joe Biden, to completely take away our liberties, and to do what they've always wanted to do, to take away our guns and force vaccinate everybody. That's what this whole thing is. It's not to protect you.
No.
It's absolutely nonsense.
Yes.
It's absolutely nonsense.
Well, and people, well-meaning people, I've heard them say, even on social media and different things, even on other radio stations, people that I've worked with in the past, well, get vaccinated. The more we're vaccinated, we get back to normal. And And it's like, well, we were going to flatten the curve for 2 weeks by everybody wearing a mask and staying home. And that's not happened. Here we are almost a 1 year later.
But I'll say to them, too, just like they said the masks don't work and now everybody's wearing them, they also say the vaccine doesn't work.
Mm.
You'll still have to wear a mask. You'll still have to social distance. You'll still have to lock down. They're still going to do everything.
Right.
And they've already said it.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci has already said it.
Yep.
I call right now, I think everybody should arrest Fauci. Somebody needs to go after him. That guy is a criminal.
Yes.
And he's been a criminal, and he's in bed with all the criminals, and he should be arrested right now.
He makes more money. There was an article out on him. He makes more money than the president, than the Supreme Court justices. It's like $418,000 annually. For what? For what?
Being a criminal.
For being a criminal, for
he's oversaw. Yeah, so he oversaw the development of the coronavirus. The whole strain, the original SARS strain, everything else, that was Anthony Fauci.
Mm.
In 2014, they got so much flack in the United States for messing with the coronavirus strains that they had to move it to China, which has less oversight. They moved it and developed it. The United States moved that and developed it in Wuhan and started developing that strain. In the event 201, did you see, I mean.
It goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
So, but the main person that's literally been overseeing this whole thing from the beginning, back in 03, he oversaw the AIDS epidemic.
Hmm.
And guess what? The HIV epidemic in the late 1980s, who was that? Anthony Fauci.
Wow.
Okay. What is in the COVID-19? It's an HIV delivery system.
Woo.
So it's the same thing. The CDC applied for the patent of the coronavirus in 2003, right? Because they need it. They have to have it. So they created the COVID-19 vaccine. They have to have the patent of COVID-19.
Incredible. So we are opening up our eyes, becoming more aware of how not to be distracted, not to be thrown into the chaos, to have information. And this is stuff that we can use each and every day to fight the good fight. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. And in the studio with me is Josh. Thank you, Josh, for hanging out with me today.
No problem.
I don't know, with all of the all of us kind of looking at getting information in different sources these days, email, through going to websites and finding out what's happening. It's been a little bit, it's been a bigger struggle because I guess we got really used to it just coming naturally through our Facebook feed and our social media feed. Those that we signed up with that we feel are telling the truth, and I had to switch some of my sources, and I get headlines sent to me now by email. And I don't know who do you follow for news? Where do you go for your news?
It's just a plethora of different bookmarks. So there's this fabulous thing that we all kind of forgot about. It's called bookmarks.
Mm.
So when you find a good source that you like, then you bookmark it.
Okay, how do you do that?
That's your feed. I mean,
it's
your browser.
Your browser bar, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I know a lot of us are on our phones all the time and everything else, but, I'd find just a good old-fashioned computer with bookmarks is key.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same thing with your phone. Usually everything's pretty... I just don't like staring at my phone.
Yeah, all day.
It's annoying.
All day. Well, here's the neat thing is that our website, kslm.news, we have ongoing news feed of not only local news, it pulls it in, but also national news, and we're trying to link it to our Facebook page and stay on top of some of these articles. But Iran, I've been listening and getting news from, I've been calling it Epoch Times, but I think it's actually Epoch. Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I loved the movie Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched that movie?
Who hasn't?
Well, listen to this story. It was just a different kind of story, but it has a great... I want to go with the point of the story with you next in discussion, since
all
this
right.
is our
Bring
longer
it on.
Segment, right? So recently, a friend told me, and this is the author of this story in the Times here. Recently, a friend told me that she's never seen Forrest Gump before, which is a crime in my house, so I made her watch the movie with me. In light of recent events, this movie has taken on a new meaning for me. Though Forrest and Jenny started like peas and carrots, each of them soon got swept up by a different one of America's 20th century cultural currents and current events. Forrest's path was the classical American, right? Going to college, playing football, serving his country, starting his own business, going to church. Jenny, on the other hand, dabbles in counterculture, dropping out of college, becoming a beatnik, and then a hippie, and then joining the anti-war protests, indulging in sex, drugs, and rock and roll of the 70s. In these two characters, I saw a reflection of today's America, with one side supporting the American tradition and the other opposing it. Jenny's path finds her used and abused multiple times, first as a sex worker and then as a girlfriend. While she experiences momentary freedom as a hippie, she eventually devolves into a groupie who steals from musician and sleeps the musician she sleeps with and hits her lowest point when she attempts suicide. But Forrest never stops loving Jenny, no matter how much her path she's deviated from the path and from each other. He gets rejected by her over and over again, but remains there for her through everything, never imposing, never selfish, never angry, always altruistic. It's precisely because Forrest's love that Jenny is able to find happiness in the end, and it's a kind of love that I think we can use more of in our society today. 2020 has shown me the destructive power of the forces that are working against our traditional values. Coming from a communist country, I know that these forces don't just destroy their enemies. They also destroy the same people who advocate for them. Many people around me don't truly understand these forces. However, they're people, and I care for them deeply. Like Jenny, they were attracted to the prospect of freedom and the forces offered. And like Jenny, they're unable to see the destruction these forces could cause to a person. It's not easy, but I think the best thing I can do for them is to be there for us. Even though they may not be confident in their decisions now, I have to be there for them with compassion and patience. I have to love them simply and selflessly. I have to stay firm in my convictions and not give up. For history tells me that one day they may regret their decisions. When that day comes, they're going to need someone there to help them bring them back. And that's from Jeanette, and she's with the Epoch Times. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting perspective. And my first gut feeling, and I'm curious if it is with you, it seems naive.
At this juncture, it is.
Why?
I think 2020 and kind of leading up to it, the 4 years of Trump, everything else, we had nothing but open arms. We had nothing but healing hands and inspiring words and motivating and truth and just a really broad, open, loving perspective is kind of my experience with, you know, all the, which, by the way, the new counterculture is conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, mm-hmm. that's the new avant-garde, like edgy aspect is to love your life and be good and be positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Especially in Oregon, mm-hmm. around here. So, but, you know, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. But
well, here's where I'm going with this, Josh, because I think too many times the typical descriptive in my mind of a conservative is one to go along to get along, to be self respecting and take care of myself and my and be responsible in my personal life and my business life and love on my fellow man. And if there's a faith-based element to that conservative, you know, be kind and show love and preach the gospel in, you know, in action kind of thing. And almost not excusing their bad behavior, but separating the bad behavior from the person. What you said in the very first segment about this generation and this culture that we're in is there's an emptiness. They don't own anything. They don't care. They have nothing to lose.
They've been robbed.
So see the mm-hmm. clash?
Yeah. And so, and therein lies the issue. And what I was getting at with the natural osmosis thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have, you know, a glass of salt water and a glass of regular water, and you have a screen in between them, eventually they will,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll balance, right? That's
mm-hmm.
why we have wind,
mm-hmm.
because cold air is trying to constantly fill in with hot air.
Right.
That's why we have wind. But so in nature, things like that are always happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have that, if you start clashing or connecting or commingling
mm-hmm.
with empty people
mm-hmm.
and you are full, you will have a half full glass
yes.
when you're done.
Yes.
So it's a very hard thing. I don't have the answers of what direction. Obviously, yes, you want to be loving, obviously, but you still want to have a firm hand in the decisions that you make in your life. You know, just because your long lost brother's a drug addict and he's living on the streets right now, that doesn't mean you bring him into your house and you let him rob, cheat, steal, and just completely destroy your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, to me, being very smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get your hands dirty in certain ways. I mean, you don't need to go jump down into the marsh of things, but you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep your loving fence, but still have barbed wire on it.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and with those that are, you talked about the bombing in the church in California, and you think about all of the ministries that have been so upended this year, this last year, and everything that they know and their programming and their ministry and their missions and even international missions and not being able to travel now and things like that have been so disrupted, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So it really calls us back into account to look at, what is it that we believe in? What are our values?
Yep.
And I know a couple days ago, Jeff had mentioned this on his political coffee that we need to, someone had suggested writing down all of your values
mm-hmm.
and where they line up with. And I say, surround ourselves with those that share your values, protect your family, make sure that you know your Constitution, take some classes online about the Constitution, make sure that if you're a person of faith, that you're in the Word. And something that's been very helpful to me, and I don't know, Josh, how much you've utilized this at all, but I'm on the radio, I'm an audio learner. I learn by hearing more so than even watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes I could be working in the house and I can listen to a movie. I don't have to sit there and watch it. And Terry's like, sit down, watch this. Don't miss this. You know, kind of different. He's more maybe a visual learner. I'm an audible learner. And so I can still take in things and not be right there. And so I have the app on my phone, the Bible app, and I'll just let it audibly read to me, you know, and you catch things differently than you would when you sit down and read your Bible. But there's ways that you can stay informed. There's ways that we can stay engaged. And we want to hear from you this morning. Join in the conversation, 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Let's open up the phone lines. And I think we have someone on the phone right now. Good morning. Who's on the line with us this morning?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. I was listening to your guest, and I agree that it's very important to control the kind of input intake you have and who you associate with, but I do disagree on one point. As a Christian, we have a fountain that never runs dry, and if we are continually being refilled from that fountain, which is Christ, then the idea of becoming half empty is only true if you have disconnected from the fountain. So I just wanted to say that we are commanded to go and to share with those who are, in fact, without. And the very ones who are empty are the ones who are most in need. And that's my point.
Thanks, John.
Can I ask you a question, kind of a follow-up on that? And here's where the struggle is for me, real, because I'm a compassionate, I love to give, I love to love on people, and I think it's sometimes it's even you disarm them when you're kind to them. You know, they don't expect it. And so I think, hold on the line here, because I want to ask you a question and finish my thoughts after this break. But I think there is a way to do what you're saying and still do what and be aware of what Josh is talking about, too. And so we'll finish those thoughts when we come back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning. Good morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and so excited to see people calling in this morning. Thank you for calling in. And we're continuing the conversation with John, gathering my thoughts here, John, as we talk about those that don't think like us and those that could maybe take our faith away from us or challenge us. Here's what I'm reminded of. And John, I want your thoughts real quick, and then we'll get on to the other calls. You know, when Jesus had his ministry, he was questioned about, you know, there's so much need around you. How do you know who to minister to and who not to minister to or whatever? And his words, if you read the red letter words, if that's all you read of the Bible, what Jesus said and did, he said, "I do what the Father has shown me to do." And he was plugged in, and he was filled up in the well, and he was directed by the Holy Spirit to minister. And I think there is an edge of wisdom here that we don't have to be all things to all people, and we need to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. What do you think about that, John?
Well, even Jesus had to do it away sometimes and yep. limit the kind of output he was doing,
and that's
because he had to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first important thing. Second is to walk wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it is to get burned out doing ministry, so...
Yep. Well, we appreciate you, John.
It's always a danger, so that's the thing. But also, you have to remember, he didn't just limit himself to being, you know, caressing people. He also corrected them.
Yes.
And that's the prophetic role of the believer
yes.
in a fallen world.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for
calling,
participating,
John.
And giving us your thoughts this morning. Have a great day. Our next caller is Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, the conversation that Josh and you are having is very interesting. The how much time and energy you put into the theology or your faith side versus the political side of what's happening around you. And I know in Grace Community Church, where John MacArthur pastors, when he realized that the lockdowns in California were going to go longer than 2 weeks, that was promised to them. Then he knew after a couple months that it was destroying his church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was going to eventually lead to closure of ministry.
Yes.
The politics then out-trumped the theology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he had to make a decision. Am I going to save politics or am I going to save my church? And that's when he opened in the June, July of that year, of last year. And then we all started coming back. And he otherwise, the university complex, the church complex, millions of dollars at stake, tens of thousands of people affected, he had to make a decision. And it was the correct one.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been fined every week since that happened way back then, and it's into the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But it had to be made, and now more churches are getting involved and say, we're not going to take it anymore. The businesses, did you see the article where the city down south I'm kind of trying to remember, just north of San Diego. They opened up their city.
Huntington Beach, isn't it? Maybe.
Well, that one, but the other one too, down just north of San Diego. They opened up all the bars and the gyms. Everybody says our whole city is open.
Yes.
Carlsbad?
Open for business.
Was it Carlsbad?
Carlsbad. Yeah. That sounds right. And that's exactly, Glenn, what we need to do.
Well, and that's exactly why I'm emphasizing, you know, and have been emphasizing for people to open up, to push back against these things and build that confidence and build that momentum to where the government and the agencies and everybody else, they won't have the momentum. They need to operate in the shadows. And if we can, you know, push them and push back on them, we'll have things like they are down in California where they are able to open up. And essentially, I think those citizens push back and allow that to happen. But it's people like those churches that paved the way and paved the ground for everybody to follow.
Well, what's interesting, it happened not only in the theological church, but also in the business world, that all of a sudden a lot of people from churches that were shut down started going to his church.
Mm-hmm.
People in Carlsbad started having people from surrounding cities come to their city to go to their restaurants.
Yep.
So they were losing business by being quiet.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the point, is that we need to stand strong, and we need the leaders, we need the patriot, the folks to stand up, stand strong in a way that's nonviolent, but it's constructive. And I still maintain that there's not enough authorities out there to find everybody and come after everybody. We need to show that we're ready, we're bold, and we're confident. Thank you, Glenn. We got another caller.
Yep.
Good morning. I believe this is Pat. She was my Sunday school teacher. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Hey, this kind of dovetails into what I was going to ask. Yesterday, you were talking, I just caught a little bit of it, about some kind of a speaker that's going to be coming and talking to pastors about, I believe, about political things in the church and what they can and can't say. And I wanted to get some more information on that.
Fantastic. Chris Ann Hall, she's a constitutional attorney, and she is coming to River Church here in Salem on, I believe, the 19th and 20th, I'll have to look it up, of February. And you can get tickets. I'll get you that information, Pat. Get tickets, and I'll put it on maybe our Facebook page and maybe also on our website for others. But you can get your tickets now through the River Church. If you go to the River Church or give them a call, they can get you lined up with tickets. And I think there's Friday, Saturday, maybe even Sunday training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right. Equipping the pastors, because I believe, Josh, in this area, that many pastors have been intimidated at talking about these issues from the podium, thinking they're going to lose their IRS status. And that is not correct. My work out of South Dakota and even in Arkansas, working in Christian radio and with some churches there. Here's the thing. I know pastors that have given their sermon where they've endorsed candidates to IRS to say, come challenge me, come try to take my nonprofit status away, because IRS does not want this to be in court, because it will take away that threat.
Yep.
But so
it'll amplify all the other churches. Once they have something on the books, they'll say, oh, okay, well, we can't enforce this. All the other churches will open and will blow up in their face. They're not going to challenge it.
The other training that's coming up on the 14th of February at the People's Church here in Salem is they're going to do biblical citizenship, which shows our roles and responsibility as a Christian citizen in America. And that's at People's Church, I think 11 a.m. starting on, it's not February 14th. So there's some things coming up. We're going to continue to talk about them. Thank you, Pat. Have a blessed day.
Thanks.
So great conversation this morning, Josh. We've got everybody pretty much thinking and stirring and wondering what we can do. And these are active things that we can do, right?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to the point, you know, Glenn was making a good point about, you know, at what point is it up to you as a Christian, or not even a Christian, a religious person, or standing up for your freedoms, at what point is it to where it's important to get involved politically?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared of that. I think that's been a big downfall, and that's the great thing about this new year. And now that, you know, Trump is kind of more in the shadows, there's speculation on what's going on. They're still having to talk about him, everything else. But no longer does the left have a scapegoat. No longer do they have anything to really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to us now to take those moments and take what we've learned in the past 4 years and the boldness, and it's okay to put your neck out there. It's okay to stand up for what's right, even if nobody else is around you, and kind of dig deep in that consciousness of feeling confident and getting right with God. I really think and really believe that that's the answer.
What a great message for today, being bold, being brave, being courageous, just like our founding fathers. We are in a new era, and we can do this, friends. Stay plugged in. Go like our Facebook page, KSLM Radio. Go online, kslm.news. Sign up for the Freedom Celebration. Tickets are limited. They're going fast. In fact, we might have to close registration tomorrow, so get registered. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for tuning in.
Have a great day.